As we've been saying, this lunchtime, churches across the country have also reopened this morning. Let's hear from some of those who are attending Mass at St. Bridget's Church in Cabinteely in Dublin.
It's just a wonderful, joyful day for us to be back here in the presence of Jesus and to be able to get the Eucharist. And it's just great joy. We were all full of joy in there. It was wonderful.
I'm delighted that the congregation, the regulars, are here today saying their prayers, joining together and saying their prayers. And that is the crucial element of all our doings, that we do it with and for each other.
So delighted to be here. It's a wonderful day to come back, because the last few weeks have been nice in the sense we could watch Mass online, but not the same experience. It's just lovely to be back in the community with the priests and to receive the Eucharist. It's absolutely wonderful.
I'm very happy to be at Mass this morning during a weekday. I'm not sure that I'm going to be happy coming on a Sunday, because there'll be more people here. So, and in fact, I think in many ways, a lot of the pressure on opening the churches has been misplaced. The really Christian thing is to keep people alive. And so I fully supported the restrictions. Having said that, I'm glad everything's back in some shape or form.
Worshippers, this morning we can talk to Alva Keneally, our social affairs and religion correspondent. Alva, as we heard there, people very pleased to be able to return to churches today, but a bit of concern perhaps about the weekend?
Yeah, a little bit of concern, but they were all really happy to be back. And that Catholic church in Cabinteely, it's actually quite a small church, but there weren't too many there this morning, around 20 at the most, I'd say. But they were happy to be back, and you heard it there in the Vox Pop, receiving the Eucharist again, something obviously they couldn't do in recent weeks. But that church has adapted to restrictions. Now, for example, communion is left till the end of Mass so that people receive and then they just exit. So while there are plenty of precautions in place, there is an element of trepidation around more people gathering for Sunday Masses and, of course, Masses over the Christmas period.
And what about preparations and plans for the Christmas period, when presumably we can expect the numbers to be larger?
Yeah, arrangements are still being worked out across all the churches at the moment regarding Christmas week. And Father Aquinas Duffy, the parish priest at St. Bridget's, he said it'll be a challenge, and the number of Masses in his church, for example, they'll be dependent on the number of stewards they have available. So they're looking for those people at the moment. And he was saying that Mass has to be less than an hour, and that obviously then the church has to be cleaned down following that and before the next one begins. But he's confident they'll be able to have numerous Masses over the course of the Christmas weekend.
Christmas is going to be challenging, but we'll face that challenge. At the moment now, we're tentatively planning, looking for lots of stewards to help us in each of the Masses that we'll have. So we hope to have a lot of Masses over the Christmas weekend. There has to be at least an hour between each of the Masses, and then also the actual service itself has to be less than an hour. Like a lot of our Masses, we only put them on if we have at least seven stewards to cover a Sunday Mass, for instance. So if we don't have those seven stewards, well then that will determine the number of Masses we're able to do.
Father Aquinas Duffy, parish priest of Cabinteely in County Dublin.